Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we prepare for Shabbat Shuvah, Parshas Vayelech, which is also, as always, the Shabbos before Yom Kippurim, and we have the Yom HaDin very much on our minds. Let me share with you an insight into one of the expressions of Slichais, which will double up as an insight into the Avodah of these days. This comes from the Divrei Yayel, from the Satmar Rebbe. They published the Divrei Yayel on Sukkot, and there he says the following. He's talking about Aneinu Hashem Aneinu, something we say in our slichas. We say a lashon of Aneinu Hashem Aneinu. We sandwich Hashem's name between two Aneinus. Then we say Aneinu Malkeinu Aneinu, etc. As we go through many expressions that refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the double Aneinu. What is the double Aneinu? Well, the double Aneinu originates from Eliyahu HaNavi. Aneini Hashem Aneini, he said on Har HaKarmel, when he davened for fire to come down from heaven. What did he mean by two Aneini? So the Gemara says, Aneini Hashem, answer me Hashem, Shateret Eish Min HaShemayim, that I should be able to perform this miracle, the fire should come down from heaven and consume the meat of the Karbanos. And the second Aneini, Sheyayim Lo Yayimru, Isaac B'Kishufimu, they shouldn't say that I'm a magician, that I'm doing this with some type of a magic trick, I'm making it come down. So two Aneinus. One Aneinu is on the tefillah itself, and the other Aneinu is that there should be a realization that it comes from the Bayrei Yilam. And that's the message of the double Lashon of Aneinu. Well, in Eliyahu's case, people would accuse him of Kishuf, but the underlying theme is that the second Aneinu is there should be a realization that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's how we daven. We daven two tefillahs, Aneinu Hashem for our bakashas tzarachim, the things that we need, and also Aneinu, that we should grow from this, we should understand that everything comes from heaven. The same thing when we say the Hashanahs, we say Hashana, Lamancha Lakeinu Hashana, Hashana Lamancha Bayreinu Hashana, help us HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the double lashon of Hashana? Hashana number one, help us by answering our tefillah. Hashana number two, when you answer our tefillah, we should have the great source to see it, to understand it, as something that is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Hashana Rabba is the day we call Hashana Rabba the great Hashana. The first Hashana requests, that's the regular Hashana. Hashana Rabba is a day that we look to recognize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So actually, there are two nekudas here. One is to be Mamlech Hashem on the whole world, to recognize that Hashem is the Malchei Malachim, that's the Avodah of the entire month of Tishrei. And then there's a second Avodah, to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on yourself, to see in the things that come up in your life, the Malchus Hashem. To understand this yesod of the Divrei Yayel, I'd like to share with you a yesod of the Pachad Yitzchak. The Pachad Yitzchak is in Purim, Maimer Yutes, Ois Gimel. He's talking about Kriyas Yamsuf. We mentioned in our slichas, just as Hashem answered our others in Yamsuf, so too he should answer us. There's a problem. At Yamsuf, Kal Yisrael was told, Ma Titzak Alai, why are you screaming to me? There's no tefillah here. There's no need for tefillah. They weren't answered, so to speak, at Yamsuf. Yet we say, Vezakosam Shemata Yamsuf. The Pasuk of the Chemi, we say it every day in Sukkot Zimra. What's going on? Zakasim Shema Yamsuf. Was it the tools that were on Yamsuf? Or was it without tefillin? The Pachad Yitzchak explains the following. The Maharal is based on the Maharal. The Maharal says that when it says that they called out at Yamsuf, Rashi says, Tafsu umnasavi sambiyadeim. They grabbed on to the practice of their office of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. That's what Yidden do. When Yidden have a tsar, Yidden daven. So they daven because that's what Yidden do. And that the Maharal writes in Guri Aryeh that it's mimayit the chashivas of the davening. Sometimes a person davens, he cries out spontaneously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yazat Sara. So the Maharal over here, they stopped for a moment and they said, well, it's a Shasara, Yidden daven, we'll daven. Seems the Maharal is saying that it's a step less. It's mimayit the chashivas, the step less. So Ravuna gives us an extraordinary insight. He says, no. He says there are two ways that davening is payom. He says, boy, Paul, derech tfila, ela derech emuna. At Yamsuf, matitzek alai, tfila was not needed. But there was a tfila in the manner of umnesavi sambiyadeim. That's what Yidden do. Yidden turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a matter of emuna, a matter of faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What the Klai Yisrael did at Yamsuf, tafsu umnesavi sambiyadeim. They took a davening which was based on umnes avisayim, based on the emuna that this is what a yid does, this is what a person does in order to be able to daven. So here we have an insight. There are two types of davening. There's the hishana or the aneinu, which is asking Hashem for things. And then there's also the aneinu or the hishana, where we daven because that's what a yid does. A yid has faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu, because that's the avodah of a yid b'shasara. That's the two hoshanas of the Samarav. Hoshana, the normal bakashas tzrachim tefillah. Then there's the hoshana, that's what a yid tut, a yid turns to Kadosh Baruch Hu, with a hoshana with a bakasha for the future. And so we have here an insight into the dual aspect of davening on Yom Ne'orim, really. Any davening, but davening Ne'orim especially, because Yom Ne'orim is Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the davening has two parts to it. It has the part of asking Hashem for what we need, and the part of recognizing Machos Hashem, and recognizing that everything comes from the Borei Olam. These are the two aspects of our davening on these days that might need an explanation. The Anshei Knesset HaGedolah added kavanis to davening. They added kavanis to davening. And we say, we daven kilu hiskavanti kol hakavanis. What kind of business is that? Kilu hiskavanti, hirotz in kilu hinachti tefillin. Hirotz in kilu berachti bracha. What's hirotz in kilu? Kilu hiskavanti, what do you mean? Like kilu hiskavanti kavanis. And the answer is, you're right, you're davening. There's no kilu hiskavanti hakavanis. But when you daven, because tafsu umnasavi sambiyadeim, when you daven because you daven, you're referring back to the davening of the obvious of the Hashem. You're saying, I'm linking up with that type of a davening. Oh, that's something else. That's a davening that connects to the Torah. Sometimes you see an old Yidna davening, and she's davening, pouring out her heart out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She's connected to that source, that root. That is the hergish and the feeling that our davenings have to be real. And so we double down. We strengthen ourselves that our davening should be a meaningful davening, should be a davening that comes from the heart the way it's supposed to be. Even those davenings that we say the whole week and a regular weekday, we try to buckle down. It should be an emes to davening. And with that, I want to wish everyone a gemar chasima taiva gut geben shtyar. It should be a year in which our davening improves, our connection to Hashem improves, and Mimela, of course, we'll have a good geben shtyor, each of us together with all of Klal Yisrael, a good yard to one and all.